Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think, I can bring flexibility, just bringing that next level of anticipation and, just being a playmaker out there, bringing instincts and, passion to the game. I think, obviously, like I said, I got some chemistry with Kyle. Hopefully we can get him the best ops possible for him to thrive and flourish. And, being the best version of me, being a ball hawk, being a guy who's always around the ball, and just commanding the defense, and I'm excited to do that.
So that's Aloy Gilman, new Ravens safety, came over in the Adafe Owe trade, and he's got, as he mentioned, he played a little college ball with Kyle Hamilton, so he knows him, and he's coming from a system with the Chargers that's similar to the Ravens, so he says he's ready to go. They also brought in Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. This is according to Sam Jane from the Baltimore Sun. Said Chauncey Gardner-Johnson told him he signed with the Ravens because it was, quote, his only option. He's happy to be here, too.
Keeping it real.
With the two safeties here, will anything change?
Well, yeah, they'll play three safety packages now. There'll be some undrafted kids who probably don't see the active roster, and Malachi Starks will probably no longer be a shoo-in to be on the field, no matter down distance and situation. So, and that stuff could help to some degree, but I think we're talking about marginal gains here. We're talking about trying to crawl out of the absolute abyss and inch towards, I'm not even going to say respectability, because this defense got a long way to go before it's even respectable, but maybe just be less of a failure. I'll tell you what I think could be the great equalizer for them. Even more than, replacement level safeties. Do you hear about this weather report here?
Rain.
A powerful nor'easter will whip up weather, this is from the Banner, along the East Coast and could bring wind and heavy rain to Maryland this weekend. Temperatures will continue to drop in the next few days, with a low of 43 Thursday evening in the Baltimore region. Winds will pick up late Saturday afternoon and peak Sunday between 20 to 30 miles per hour. The exact impact of this nor'easter won't be clear until Saturday evening, said Cody Ledbetter, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service's Baltimore, Washington forecast office. Says that these systems can change quickly, but we could be looking at substantial periods of heavy downpours and raging wind. So that's going to help.
That could change the passing
game.
That
could keep Matt Stafford in check.
Yes.
It could, but then flipping it the other way, the Rams can really just sell out to stop the run. For the Ravens.
Yeah, and the Rams will still be able to run the ball in the Ravens.
I don't think the Ravens will be able to run the ball. But it might keep
the score down.
It's true.
Yeah, it's making me a little bit worried about some of my bets of the Rams to score over 28.
Yeah, that could keep the score down a little bit.
But, there could be a pick six. Like, it's still...
We could still get there. Don't fret.
Yeah, and this, again, the nor'easter might take a twist or a turn. I just feel like we need to get that out there.
Weather could be an issue.
But yeah, look, I think these are moves that would have been nice, if you made them in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And you could have cleared Oweh's salary in full then. Mm-hmm. And you knew you needed a safety, you know, at least a modicum of an NFL safety, a helper outer to put you in three safety sets.
To your point.
And then you could have used that money on a pass rusher who's actually a pass rusher.
To your point, I'm old enough to remember when the last time Eric DaCosta answered a question about a fifth-year option, it was Hollywood Brown. He said he was picking it up, and then he traded him before the draft, so you didn't have to pay him, and then they could move on instead of paying Oweh the fifth-year option.
And you could have used the $13 million on all the pass rushers who were on the street.
Yes.
Before the draft and around the draft versus what's out there now.
And I also think Oweh's value would have been higher at that point because he's coming off the 10-sack season and you would have him for the entirety of the year.
Yeah. So, again, none of this really passes my sniff test. And we were saying at the time that guys like Oweh and guys like Andrews probably should have been dealt before the draft and maybe you draft a replacement and you use the financial savings to go and actually bring in people from outside the organization who are good, quality, healthy football players right now. But, you know, that might mess up your comp pick formula, and that's all that really matters.
Comp picks are big here. The question is, will things change? And, Jason, you said it. Desperate times call for desperate measures. They want to move Kyle Hamilton around, so they'll play these dudes.
And I think they want to get Malachi Starks on the sidelines more.
But they want they're desperate to figure out a way to get turnovers. And Kyle Hamilton, when he's in that role, affects the football. So they're going to put him in that role. I don't know. Like, if I'm Matthew Stafford, I'm probably going away from Kyle Hamilton. But this is the chess piece they have, and this is the move they've made. So yeah, I think Kyle Hamilton's going to be moving around.
And Jason, you've been pointing out this way, like, okay, well, maybe this isn't the week you want Kyle in the box because you could get beat deep, but if this nor'easter doesn't take a twist or a turn, maybe that's Kyle Hamilton living in a cardboard box.
Mother Nature giveth, she taketh away.
Yeah.
I'm glad we still have I was just a little bit surprised to hear that, you know, that Cody, thankfully Cody's got a job, and we still have a Baltimore, Washington forecast office of the National Weather Service, because that might not be here come 2026.
We have our girl every quarter hour, doesn't she? She gives us the weather, so it keeps us updated.
She's in the building.
I
don't know that she's going to really be able to predict the nor'easter. And
hey, if
when
you give her a little more, like, 10 seconds. If you give her 20.
I think Cody's got a little more experience in actually prognosticating the weather than someone reading it.
I'm going to be an optimist.
Well, she's probably reading Cody's.
Yeah,
forecast.
She could be.
That's probably it.
Could be. She could be reading Cody's stuff. She's stealing his stuff. And if you gave her a little more time,
stealing's a little
appropriating.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, she's taking his work and using it as her own. She didn't say this is brought to you by somebody else. She just told you the numbers. Gave you the numbers.
No credit. Yeah, no credit.
There was no credit given. So
I wonder what she thinks about the chances of this nor'easter really impacting the football game.
Well, we should ask her.
Is there a way to get word to her?
Can we, Bone? Do you know how to get in touch? Maybe talk
Bone?
To
yeah,
talk
Bone, you help us book people.
Yeah, talk to your friends at Life. Maybe they know how to
what's his face? Could have done it.
Daniel Amacio?
No.
Who are you talking about?
Our quasi producer there for a minute. Shell.
Yeah, Ryan Shell. Yeah.
Shell be on that like bam, Bone. He'd been on that before I even thought of it.
For the segment's over.
He would have read my mind, said I know where he's going with this, and boom.
Yeah, before the segment's over, I'd have had
We would have already had an updated forecast.
Yeah.
Shell's an animal.
Yeah.
He's great. He is.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Ravens and Rams. That's a 1 o'clock kick on Sunday. Remember, Baltimore Game Day on Central, the pregame show live.
It's going to be a kick, all right.
Live from the Horseshoe Casino. First hour is myself and Bob Haney. And then of course, it's the Bone. It's Vinny Serrato. Hopefully, Mike Preston brings his driver's license. And you'll have a whole crew there for the final 2 hours. Alas, coming up next.
Hopefully, when you call somebody on the phone, they pick up.
Yeah. Zach Orr, is this his final game? Is this his last stand? Necessary roughness.
Could go either way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next.
Yeah, you try to do the most productive things, and I do not think that that's the answer. You know, so we got to go to work is what we need to do. We need to stick together is what we need to do, and we need to find ourselves. You know, and it has to do with coaches and players together.
Harbs was asked if making a change at defensive coordinator would make chance. He said no. For his part, Zach Orr said today that he's not worried about his job security. He said, quote, "I'm not worried about what happens. I'm worried about finding a way to win and stop a high-powered offense." So, with that in mind, if things go the way that we think they're going to go, and that is assuming the nor'easter doesn't change everything, check your weather. If they get blown out Sunday heading into the bye, is Zach Orr still the defensive coordinator when they come out of the bye?
I don't think so, and I don't think it's because Harbs really wants to do it. And I honestly don't even know how much having somebody else like Pagano do the job would matter, because I already think Pagano's pretty heavily involved in this. And I think their problems run so deep that you could bring prime Belichick here, like go back in the DeLorean and bring in like peak Belichick or peak Saban. They're not turning this defense around. But it's a business, and they're falling remarkably far from expectations, and the crowd is turning on the head coach. And the owner doesn't like the optics, and somebody's got to pay. You have to try to sell a reason to keep coming out to these games as the weather gets worse and as the margins to make the playoffs get slimmer. You've got to send a signal that, no, we are taking it seriously when our stadium's half empty at the half, because we can't force anybody to punt ever. And so who's the most, like, what can you do that makes it look optically like it's the biggest difference, but honestly doesn't force you to course correct that much, doesn't really, like, compromise you that much, because you've got Pease and Pagano already involved in this thing. So, yeah, I'd be frankly stunned if a move isn't made. And you could also just reassign him. I don't know that you have to do the whole, hey, get your stuff and get out of the building.
Like, yeah.
He's someone they like. He played here. Everybody likes him. He's a great dude. Maybe he just gets reassigned to do more with linebackers and whatever, but clearly isn't calling the defense anymore. Yeah, I'd be stunned if we're not headed in that direction, because Nor'easter or not, I think they're getting spanked again.
Yeah, you start the season 1-5, and your defense has been the worst in franchise history through the first five games. Something has to change. Doing nothing is sending a horrible message to your fan base, and someone's going to have to wear it. Whether it's Zach Orr getting fired or reassigned, like you were saying, Jason, something has to be done. You were the Super Bowl favorite heading into the year,
yeah,
and you're potentially beginning the season 1-5, which ties 2015 for the worst start in franchise history. Something has to change.
Obviously, they don't do things based on fans screaming and yelling. Alas, if they get blown out again, it sends a horrible message to Jason's point. These fans that pay these ticket prices, and granted, they're going to have to eat them. But like, I had a buddy of mine text me today. He said, this was the first I had heard there might be weather. He said, if it rains Sunday, give me a reason why I should go to the game. And I said, I really can't, because I like you think they're going to lose this game. So I would love to see them prove me wrong. But if this is another ugly football game, this is the pros. This isn't everybody gets a trophy. Somebody's going to have to take the hit for this going into the bye, and it's probably Zach.
Yeah. I have a hard time thinking that they're not going to sit down, do that calculus and say, yeah, we need to switch this up. They've already started on the personnel side. I'm sure they'll make another trade or two between now and the deadline. How significant that proves to be,
don't think it'll be huge.
No. Remains to be seen. I don't think they're saving their season the trade route. And look, we all think very highly of Chuck Pagano, but you know, this is like a guy, a middle reliever being called out into a high leverage situation with the bases loaded, you know, and the chips are down and nothing is really stacked in your favor. If you cannot plug the run with two gappers and you cannot stop the run even when you sell out to stop the run, and you have nobody who anybody even thinks has to be chipped or doubled or even messed with in any way because they can't get home even if we give them a free run. And your strength was supposed to be your secondary that's already compromised. You know, good luck.
He made a reference to the chip. You get, for people who might not have heard it earlier, they tell people just how bad it is as far as the lack of respect that teams have for the Ravens edge rushers.
Yeah, this is courtesy of NFL Pro. So from the league, The Ravens edge rushers have faced a chip block on just 5.4% of their combined pass rushes this season. Lowest rate in the NFL by far. No other defense has had their edge rushers chip blocked at a sub 10% rate. Again, the Ravens are at 5.4%. So opposing offenses, opposing offensive line, you know, tight ends, they don't respect the edge group.
No.
They don't. They're telling you that.
Well, when I watch David Ajabo sitting flat-footed on plays, man. You know what? There is still one thing we can look forward to, Jason.
Monkey
on Thursday,
business?
Yes.
Don't Todd you take Monk away from us.
Todd
don't
Monken.
Get any ideas over there, Sashi, and sunglasses.
Sashi.
Well, I don't know that he's got part of that. But Todd Monken, it's Monkey Business next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fan.
We've gotten ourselves in a little bit of a rut, right? It's not just the O-line, it's just us in general. And I'm going to refer back to what I said. It's not just them. It's we got to coach better. We got to scheme it better. Got to call it better. Got to execute better. And I know I'm a broken record. And they're a part of that. Everybody's a part of that. Just like we're all part of it when it's really good. And it has been. And so we got to own it when it isn't. Starting with me, right? That's where it starts. Then our coaches, then how do we build it together? And then how do we get it done during the week that it shows up on Sunday?
That's Todd Monken saying the offense has been in a rut. He's been there when it's really good. It's not really good right now. And you could say it's because Lamar's not in there and the offensive line stinks. And it wasn't looking great after the first drive against Kansas City when Lamar was in there.
No,
so,
it was not.
So how do you fix it? He says they're working on fixing it. They got to coach better.
I think they have to change their approach on first down, and I think that's going to involve other personnel at the running back position who can win for them in the screen game. I mean, that's oversimplification, but I think pass protection is obviously at a premium. If we're going with new guards, that's you're hoping it's better than what you had, but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Ricard won't be back for this one. They don't have a jumbo extra tackle really worth a damn. And even if Ronnie starts this game, boy, do we really think he's getting through it, especially with the kind of speed and power he's going to see with these guys. And if it is a nor'easter, and that's what the forecast is saying, it could turn. But our guy Cody is saying it's not looking great right now.
Cody,
how's that going to work out for Ronnie and his ankles? So I think it may just have to be quick passing tempo. Throw it horizontally, let people do things in space. And that's not Derrick Henry's game.
Well, that's where I was saying. If there's going to be this nor'easter, what is the game plan? Because that was perfect conditions last Sunday against the Texans.
I don't think it changes.
And their offense was not good at all.
More from Monk. How do you fix the run game?
And that is that how do we scheme it? How do we coach it? Right? And how do we execute it? And how do we call it? You know, it's all the above. It never really changes. When it's good, when it's not so good, that's a good defensive front. There's obviously a number of things we can do better.
So what do you hear there, Jason?
Look, Houston's a good front. So are the Rams.
Seen a lot of good fronts.
You're a front guy.
I am a front guy, I'm an authority on that. Documented. Yes, thanks. Harbs told me that, yes.
I don't think they have the personnel to be who they want to be offensively, so I think they have to reimagine themselves. I just keep going back to it. I've seen it coming for a while. I think they were heading in that direction in the Chiefs game, and then it got so out of whack.
Yeah.
And it ends up with Henry barely touching the ball at all. So Harbs does what he does. And then they face a team who they ran it up and down the field on. They could have beat them by three scores last year without throwing a forward pass. That's what a physical drubbing that was. And they couldn't even get the bell cow 17 carries, let alone the 25 everybody wanted in this game, because they only ran 40 offensive plays, having this guy touch the ball on first down as much as he did. And he's touching the ball 53% of the time on first down, and he's 113th in the NFL in rushing EPA on first down. And he's got three fumbles on first down, an interception on a pass thrown to him on first down. And yes, he does have two explosive rushing touchdowns, right? One for 40-something, one for 26. Mm-hmm. Those two went for 76 yards and two touchdowns. His other 39 first down rushes are for 3.8 a carry.
Yeah, I mean, I sound like a broken record, but you got to find a way to win on first down. And right now, you're proving you can't run the football, especially with no Lamar Jackson again. And Derrick Henry's getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. And then that's for a loss or no game. And then, boom, you're behind the sticks. It's second and 10. You're in a passing situation there, and it's not going well.
For news for people who care about these things, Tyler Huntley, for what it's worth, has changed his number from 17 to 5.
Interesting.
So wearing Joe Flacco's number 5.
If you care about that.
He's wearing Joe Flacco's number.
This is a wrong show for you.
He's wearing Joe Flacco's number, Jason.
Come on, Jason.
Some Flacco magic.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did Monk have something to say about that? Otherwise, turn the page.
Well, Monk didn't have the play sheet outside.
Oh, it's inside.
His hoodie was covering the play sheet.
He did not.
So I think he was switching up a little.
So it's kind of like him changing his number.
I think so.
He did not talk about Huntley, but here he is on Cooper Rush there.
Defense really well. I mean, I don't think there was any from calls to him to the, you know, to the guys in the huddle to on the field. We just got to do it better. Got to call it better.
Nice.
This is not our best monkey business.
This is not fun, Monk.
Kind of feels like Monk's been backed in the corner.
Well, I don't know that
we're just getting cliches out of Monk.
Let's be honest. What's he going to say? I think he's probably at wit's end.
We need better players.
Yeah.
Have you seen this roster?
Yeah, he could see.
He's frustrated.
Coaches don't usually say that.
No.
Especially
if gave him truth to him. Like, hey, Harb spent all week punching on me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to punch Sashi.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to punch Sashi. It has nothing to do with the players. He's not responsible for any of that.
Hey, Monk, if you're listening, if this week doesn't go well, it's probably not going to go well. I would just start putting it on Sashi.
No.
More from Monk. This is talking about towing the line of doing things differently as an offense that has mostly worked in his time here.
Well, that's all part of it. And when I said a rut, I was, you know, a rut's usually small. You know what I'm saying? I mean, then maybe it's a ditch and then maybe it's a canyon. But right now we consider that a rut, you know, and we just got to get ourselves. It doesn't take long. I mean, there was a few opportunities come Sunday that would have got you going. You know, it's like, what's going to get us going? What's going to be that spark, okay, with all of us, starting with me and then our coaching staff and making a play that gets us going? Because it's in some ways, you know, it takes everybody. And like I said, I think we're going to continue to get better with that because we're certainly capable of it.
Takes a village.
It's a crevasse.
Yeah.
On offense, defense, it's Snake River Canyon, and Evel Knievel can't jump it.
No, he cannot.
I think we're heading to
the canyon.
Well, at least
Lamar
was in the middle.
What
was in the middle?
He said a
valley.
A ditch.
I think we're heading towards a valley. Defense, Snake River Canyon. Google it, Bone.
So valley's worse than a ditch.
Yeah, because a ditch is just a hole. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Bone.
Yeah. And a crevasse ain't good either.
No, that is not that is not good. Not good at all. Monk, what's
ever spelunking?
Splunking?
Yeah,
I call
caves.
Spelunking.
Yeah,
that sounds like something you would do.
With the bats and all that.
Isn't that like when you go and you find like the stalactites and the stalagmites?
Yeah,
I've done that.
You put the helmet on. You have done that.
Yeah, I've done that.
You're like up. I would never. I'd be too claustrophobic and scared and stuff.
I did
like
that
in Pennsylvania, probably or something.
No, I think.
They had caves
you were
and stuff.
Yeah, you were a spelunker?
I feel like it was an excursion.
Okay, that's on brand. They do excursions.
Yeah,
so I've never been. So you had the hat on? You had the helmet on with the light and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you a little secret. I'm not doing that on purpose ever. Like, they can offer me the excursion all they want. I'm not in on
there
that.
Was
canyons
a,
or whatever.
There was a cave in Greece that I went. It wasn't in water.
Were there bats and stuff all over the place?
No, this was kind of weird. It was free. You could just go in and whatever. It was in the middle of a town, but it was pitch black. You couldn't see anything in the cave. It was kind of cool.
And you didn't have a helmet light on?
Nah,
oh, you didn't do that one?
You raw dogged that. You raw dogged the cave.
Why wouldn't you wear the helmet light?
Well, I didn't get the helmet light.
You're supposed to have the helmet light.
Well, no, but that wasn't the splunking. That was mainly just, it was like a little small thing. There was no helmet light. You just went in.
That doesn't sound
safe. He was going into the ditch. He wasn't going into the canyon.
But we just used like the flashlight on our cell phone. So it was, you know, and we turned
that's
it off safe. Just to experience it.
Yeah, that's
so
safe.
Yeah, it was
one
it
more
was
cool. From Monk. What's he seen from Derrick Henry through these 5 weeks?
I like the way he's practicing, like the way he's going about his business. I mean, he's been a consummate pro. I think he's running hard. I it's a culmination of things, right? Creating space, creating opportunities. Because, you know, just a few weeks ago on 3rd and 1, we hit a downhill power and he went for 31 on 3rd and 1, right? And there you go, you know? And so sometimes it just takes a play here or there. And you got to get the defense worn down a little bit. You think about some of the games we had last year, you know, where did some of those big plays come from? And we're no different than other teams, you know, where you see the running backs late in the game making these big runs. We haven't gotten there. Right. We did against the Bills, but other teams, we haven't gotten there to where we've worn them down by stacking plays and getting into drives. That's really a big part of it.
So
40 plays.
Yeah, that was good. Just about to say to you, not enough plays to wear the defense down, Jason.
Yeah, that I mean, he kind of got there, though. He was basically telling you, we don't have the horses or the hogs or the whatever's up front.
Nope.
To make this guy really viable for us right now. So, again, I believe, unless this weather is just absolutely bonkers,
could be Cody,
that we're going to see, and even in bad weather, you still be able to throw screen passes. I think there's a recalibration coming.
We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show. Get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, followed by Thursday night football, Westwood One's coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Dale, the Yankee lose. The Yankee lose.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Mama, hey, let's do it again. The Yankee lose. The Yankees lose.
Yankee lose. Let's go, baby.
That's Vlad Guerrero Jr. and David Ortiz having some fun at Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter's expense after the game. Vlad live from the clubhouse getting champagne poured in his head and taunting Yankee fans everywhere. That was a good time.
Hey, shame on me. I thought as mookie as the Orioles have become, I thought we'd be a better franchise than Toronto.
Oh, you hated John Schneider.
I can't believe it. And then for them to do this with the hand they were dealt with, Bichette being hurt.
Would you dare say
Santander, who got on base a few times, starting to hit the ball hard, missing the whole year. Scherzer being a nothing burger.
The Blue Jays are a blind spot for you?
Oh.
You could say that.
Yeah.
You could say that. I don't know. It's not going to make me freak out.
Schneider in the clubhouse.
The difference is not I'm totally him saying that. It being a blind spot doesn't make me freak out. It's him like playing it to himself and saying, "Oh, the WNBA is a blind spot for me." Like, no,
say your truth, Ben.
You can, you can say that you get stuff wrong in the MLB too. You don't have to.
All right, Tiger, it's okay. It's all right.
Like if someone said it about him, I mean, just might have a full time. Yeah, come on,
I can take it.
Beltway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Okay. Text today comes from Rich in Baltimore, who says, listening to Harb say he would like to see Owe go to LA in his contract year and make a statement, but why could he not have done that in Baltimore?
Yeah, that was a weird one. Off the cuff.
All this is like what we're just saying with Monk. I mean, it's so beyond words that like but that's a bit of a bridge too far. I mean,
you took him
in the first round. You thought he'd replace Judon. He's been here 5 years or whatever,
four plus.
You just dumped his salary.
Like, yeah.
No,
he got a low Gilman.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I think that was off the cuff Harbs, and I think he lost control of the car there a little bit.
Lost the plot.
Yeah, I hope he shows out and The Chargers. Well, why?
He had a blind, he had a blind spot.
Yeah, he had a blind spot.
Then you got Jim Harbaugh comparing him to Khalil Mack.
Really? I missed that.
Oh yeah.
He went full Manziel.
He went full Manziel.
Really?
He compared him to Khalil Mack. Yes.
Khalil Mack's hurt.
Yeah.
Seriously, at that point.
Yeah. Bone. What do we got on tomorrow's show? We're busy now. All of a sudden.
Well, here's a direct quote. I did find it. To me, he's a lot like Khalil Mack, talking about Dafe Oyi. Direct rusher, has speed, has dip, has ability to set the edge.
He does not have dip.
Been a very good, productive player, young player, right in the prime of his career. That is managing
expectations. When we talked about like crevices and ditches, dip is like bend. He does not have bend.
Dude, he compared him now to Khalil Mack.
Maybe he does now.
What? Tomorrow's show. And we're still working on some other people.
Really?
We got Jerry Coleman.
Aloysius.
And we have the legendary voice of the Terps, Johnny Holiday, joining us as well.
Fired up.
Once again, before we step out, anything you're for the people? You gave it out earlier. Anything you're looking at in tonight's game?
Yeah. I think it's a lower scoring game. The total's gotten real low. I mean, like Jackson Dart throws a pick six and that's out the window. So I would bring the total up and try to play it under 44.5. I think Hurts could get in the end zone tonight. I think Jackson Dart has to activate his legs. Beltway Ben is on
Saquon
quite a bit.
Yeah. He likes Saquon.
Before we step out and we'll fire up Ben a little bit more, Jerry Coleman texted me
and said, Aloysius.
Ben better not hang up on me before I say goodbye. I forgot to tell you, he said in the press box, dude, he was legitimately upset.
He didn't get to say goodbye.
He didn't get to say goodbye.
That way Ben said, I'm done with this.
Tell him we got a clock that we're running on here.
I like it, Ben.
Integrity.
I'll talk to Jerry. He never respected the clock.
Is he coming on? He's coming tomorrow, right?
Yeah. He was a rampant.
He was actually upset. I'm like, dude.
I thought Ken had said bye, so I dropped him.
You're good. Yeah. He's sensitive.
Matter of fact, that's a blind spot for him.
Yes. And the clock was definitely a blind spot for him.
Yes.
With those four-minute updates.
Big-time blind spot.
His updates were longer than our segments.
What was it? Jackrabbit Jenkins that got his car stolen, and he didn't know the whereabouts of his car.
Did not know.
That's my favorite. Hey, coming up next, Infinity Sports Radio, but don't you fret. Westwood One's coverage. Thursday Night Football is coming up after that. It's Eagles and Giants. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.